Textile Worlds. In this exhibition, die neue Sammlung shows textiles from the last 200 years. Textiles are, for example, fabrics made of different materials. You will see about 180 very different textiles, fabrics, carpets and wall hangings. The exhibition shows experiments with textiles and completely new textiles. The exhibition shows what textiles can be used for, how different they can look, how textiles have developed. In the exhibition you will also learn about the history of the textile collection in our museum. Die Neue Sammlung owns most of the exhibits. Some of the exhibits are textiles from the Arts and Crafts Movement. The Arts and Crafts Movement was an art form in Great Britain. This art form existed from about 1850 to 1920. Textiles selected by the Münchner Bund. The Münchner Bund has collected current examples of good design since 1911. Textiles from the Bauhaus. The Bauhaus is a school from about 100 years ago. The Bauhaus objects were supposed to be practical and have simple shapes. Textiles from Europe from 1950 to 1990. These textiles have features of different styles. Functionalism. In functionalism, it was important that something was functional or practical. It was less important that it was beautiful. Anti-design. In anti-design, it was important that something was beautiful. It was less important that it was practical. Stylistic pluralism. In stylistic pluralism, different styles exist side by side at the same time. Extra-visionary positions. Visionary means looking to the future. In visionary thinking, someone thinks of completely new ideas. Textiles by contemporary artists. Also in the exhibition are these textiles. Molas from the country of Panama in Central America. Molas are textiles that are sewn by hand. They belong to the clothing of the indigenous people of Panama. Indigenous people are descendants of the original population in an area. Carpets from the country Morocco in Northwest Africa. War carpets from the country Afghanistan. These carpets mix old and new patterns. New patterns are, for example, images of tanks and rifles. Textiles have always been very important to us humans. By looking at the design of textiles, we can also see which themes and ideas are currently important to people. This is always different at different times. Textiles have influenced industrial design. Industrial design creates everyday objects that factories make in large quantities. And textiles were also important for the development of modern art. Today, textile designers also think about the environment and sustainability. Sustainability means that something should last a long time and that little material is used to make it. The designers also think about how they can redesign spaces and buildings. But they also think about a new design of all the things we need in everyday life. In our exhibition, four themes are important. Interdisciplinary viewpoints. This means the fields of art, art craft, and design are closely linked. Global narratives. This means images and their meaning within and outside Europe have influenced each other. Textile and space. Textiles can also have three-dimensional forms. This means they are not only flat, but extend upwards or downwards. These textiles can consist of several parts that are firmly connected to each other, or they can be movable. Innovative developments. They show experiments with completely new materials and techniques. However, the exhibition is not strictly arranged by these four themes. The themes cannot be separated from each other exactly. The exhibition pieces are therefore freely distributed in the room. This allows visitors to discover new connections. The textile equipment for this exhibition was developed by the designer and artist Izid Bostan. Even the lighting is hanging from a textile ribbon. The lighting has the name Plus Minus. Stefan Dietz's office designed this new lighting system. For each object, you can see one or two little dots in this booklet. The dots have a special color. The four topics of the exhibition also have a special color. At the bottom of each page of the booklet, there is a big half dot. This half dot is the same color as the topic. For example, the topic textile and space is green. On the page about this topic, there is a big half dot in green. A little colored dot means the object goes with one of the four topics in the exhibition.